I like white wine, Pinot Grigio or white Zinfandel, and I like something good old-fashioned like Miller Lite.
Currently in Virginia, if you want to buy hard liquor, you can't just go anywhere. You've got to go to a state-owned and operated store, like this one. That's because Virginia is one of a handful of states that not only regulates the sales and distribution of liquor, but actually owns and operates all of the liquor stores in its boundaries. Thankfully, that's about to change.
You know, we got to be innovative. We got a tough budget. We've got a historic downturn in the economy, at least in recent history. And we can't just do things the same old way. We just can't accept the status quo.
This isn't some garden variety white Zinfandel enthusiast. This is Bob McDonnell, the new governor of Virginia.
Certainly nothing that I glean from the Constitution that would have me think that it's better or required in some way to have government controlling distilled spirits. So from a fiscal and economic and philosophical perspective, it's the right thing to do.
Not only is it the right thing to do, as recent Foundation economic policy analyst Len Gilroy points out, it's likely to be an economic boon for the Old Dominion.
What we found is that the states, for instance, West Virginia, Iowa, and also Alberta, Canada is another example of a place that once they privatized, they were actually able to increase revenue to the state because what they're doing is shifting from essentially a monopoly model to one in which private operators in a regulated market are still competing and they're paying license fees. You also have the avoided costs of the public employees and, you know, the health benefits and the pensions and all those things that go along with a public employee.
While the state may raise more money, the real benefit will go to consumers.
States and governments are very bad at running businesses, whether you're talking about liquor stores, whether you're talking about a post office, whether you're talking about parking operations. And so what we find is that they tend to be very poor at matching supply with demand.
The government does a great job of a bunch of other things. Running a liquor store necessarily isn't one of them.
This is Prav Sarif, a Virginia resident who knows a lot about liquor stores. In fact, he operates one in Washington, D.C., where stores are privately owned and operated.
A Virginia ABC store doesn't really have any ambiance to offer the customer. They don't have anything that jumps out at you at the shelves, but if you want something that's a little more different or a little more unique, you won't find it. As far as the look of them, every single one of them looks to be the same. I think our store offers all the things that the ABC stores don't offer. They offer an ambiance, they offer a shopping environment, and you can spend an hour in here looking at all the different things. Because in Virginia, if you want beer, wine, and liquor, you have to go to two stores at least, possibly three different stores, depending on, you know, how selective you are and what you're looking for in the beer or in the wine. But in D.C., you know, if you're having a party, you can come into one store and you can get anything you want at that store.
This guy's store had stuff I've never seen anywhere before, much less a Virginia ABC store.
This is a bottle of scotch that's $17,000. I guarantee you won't find it in Virginia. It's a 55-year-old Macallan. It's in a Lalique crystal decanter. There's 420 bottles of it in the world.
Not only is the selection better, but competition provides a direct incentive for better customer service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you today? We go out of our way to make sure our customers are paid attention to. If they have any questions, those questions are answered. If they want to order something that we don't, for whatever reason, carry, that is orderable and it's ordered for them in a timely manner. We deliver, which is just another, you know, like notch on our belt as far as service is concerned.
If Governor McDonnell's plan goes through, Virginia's liquor stores will become competitive for the first time since Prohibition was repealed. And with that new competition will come better service and better selection.
That's the kind of approach I'm going to take to government, and hope to, if you interview me in a year, I can say, look at how much less we're spending in Virginia and how much better people think the services are. And by the way, it's nice to be able to buy your distilled spirits at the local food line, for instance. So, you know, we're working towards all those goals, and I'm excited about it.
Governor, we'll gladly take you up on that interview offer. We'll bring the questions. You bring the white Zinfandel. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.